Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Little Van Halen bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer. He's the author of so many books on home-based business that I hurt myself carrying them in here into the studio, including Safe at Home, which I think anybody who works from home must have that book. And, of course, also Home Office Know-How. He is our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you, Jim?
Doing great. Guess what tomorrow is?
Friday.
The 20th anniversary of my small business.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Good for you.
How about that?
That's, you know what, you've made it through a couple of recessions, and you've made it through, you know, all sorts of crazy things, and we're still
actually,
here to brag about it.
Three recessions. I guess you're actually technically correct. I haven't made it through this one completely, have I?
Yeah, exactly.
None of us have completely made it through this.
There's still time to slide into the mountainside, so we're doing okay.
There's still time to spin, crash, and burn, exactly. but anyway, I thought you'd appreciate that. The reason I thought of that is I was just telling the audience about you being here.
Right.
And I was just saying, you know, if you're sitting at your kitchen table scratching out your business plan, you just got started, whatever, and I thought, wow, you know, 19 years and 364 days ago,
right,
I was sitting at my desk in my office in the basement scratching out my new business plan.
Right.
And I thought, wow, of course, 20 years ago today, I thought I still had a job.
Right.
I didn't know plans.
How things can change.
I didn't know plans were being laid to disabuse me of that job.
Right. Or disabuse them of you. So one of the two. But
whatever makes them happy.
February marked 20 years for me. You know, February was 20 years ago that I fired my boss man and said I'm out of here. And you know, figured I'd, you know, talk to my wife and said, Robbie, I think we can do this better ourselves.
Yeah.
And launched my home-based writing business. And, you know, and one thing
history.
I want to ask you, though, the business plan that you began writing 364 and, you know, 19 days and 19 years ago, how much does it look today as it did then?
In terms of what I do, nothing at all. Well,
right.
No, actually, that's not true. I'm doing the same thing that I started doing 20 years ago. I'm just using a different medium.
Well, was your intent back then to launch a small business brand for consulting and helping other people?
Yes, that part hasn't changed.
Okay.
In 20 years. The only thing I went from doing, I went from narrowcasting to broadcasting.
Right.
Yeah, no, that you're right, that part hasn't changed. But I was just thinking about it, and I guess the thing, if I could tell somebody, you know, as you know, Jeff, I don't like to make this about me, but so I guess if I could say, the best thing I could say to people listening who might be where I was and where you and I were both 20 years ago, is I would say that about 18 months after I started my business, I went back and thanked the person who downsized me.
Interesting.
So folks, that's what happened to me. I mean, I had two teenagers and two mortgages the day that happened.
Right.
And so that was a pretty big shock for us.
Sure.
And I didn't know how I was going to make a living. I didn't even know how to price my work back in
right.
those days. But what I'm getting at, within a year and a half, I went back and I said, you know what? That was a tough day for me, and I know you did what you had to do, but I want to thank you, because if you hadn't done that, if you hadn't kicked me in the pants, I wouldn't have taken this step, and this is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, you know, and that's part of it, is I think that often we need a kick in the pants. And whether it's we're already entrepreneurs and we need to get a kick in the pants to take our businesses in a new direction because something ain't working, or we work for somebody and we need them to push us out there and say, sorry, Jim, sorry, Jeff, sorry, Bob or Sue or whomever,
yep.
You've been downsized. Thank you for your you know, for your work, for your efforts, now go and do it yourself. You know, many of us would not do that on our own unless pushed out. Now, many can't. you know, or think they can't. You know, so obviously the comfort of the paycheck is pretty warm and fuzzy.
It's a tether. It's not just comfort. It's
right. Well, it is a tether, but you're right. It's a pacifier. It's a tether. It's almost.
It's an illusion.
Deceiving.
Jeff.
It's an illusional, and to think that it actually is helping you. But now that said, don't quit tomorrow on a Friday, and then launch your new business on Monday. I mean,
right.
You were forced to. But when
right.
I launched my new business, you know, I quit in February, but by December, you know, really 2.5 months prior, Robbie and I had made the decision and already started sort of laying the foundation
mm-hmm.
to launch my copywriting business. So, and my actually it was more freelance journalism. But, you know, the key point is you don't, short of being canned, you know, being fired and not seeing it coming, and, you know, and many people are in that position, but many should kind of see the writing on the wall, although I think we've gone through the massive layoffs we probably will be going through. You know, always be prepared, and if you have an entrepreneurial blood cell flowing in your bloodstream,
mm-hmm.
Then you should be always planning and even doing. You know, you can launch an eBay business, you can launch consulting on the side, whatever it is that you do, as long as it doesn't conflict with your job, and then force the pink slip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do this stuff on the side and sort of build up to the day that you pink slip the boss, because that's certainly better than sort of it's always better to give than to receive.
I'd been a good employee for 23 years. I'd worked for, you know, three different industries in 23 years, and had been a good employee, had been an executive in a couple of companies, and you know, it was just one of those things. And
right.
And so that was, and I always wanted to have my own business. I just didn't want it with two kids and two mortgages. I didn't want to do it all at one time. But I will tell you this. You know, in some ways, it might have been the best way for me, because I will tell you, you'll never be more motivated than when you find you have no source of income and you got two kids and two mortgages. I mean, that will motivate you, and it did. It motivated me. I mean, I'm telling you, within a couple of hours of getting the news, I was on the pavement with my new company.
Right.
And
right.
So you will get motivated.
You can't overlook that comment you just made, because a lot of people will wallow in self-pity and woe is me and why
me
for days, for weeks, for months.
Yep.
And especially in today's day and age with the layoffs that we've seen, you can't expect, no one should be blindsided. I read an editorial yesterday
right.
that made the comment that no one is indispensable.
That's
no
right.
one should be blindsided.
Job security is an illusion. 20
right.
after the hour, Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Shocking Blue to take us out.
I'm your fire and charge.
Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great time with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And they can find all your blog posts there, and your newsletter there, and all that.
All
stuff,
my
right?
content is
your
there.
Books.
In fact, we're working on it all the time.
So check that out, folks. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check that out and check out my blog and my newsletter, all the other stuff, including all the stuff that Jeffrey has deposited with us over the many years. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Jim Blasingame. And you're Chief Home Officer, right, Jeff?
Chief Home Office. It's only
office.
15
okay.
characters, so it's at Chief Home Office.
Oh, that's
Home
right.
Office.
That's right.
I'm a little nuance of Twitter.
I'm amazed that Jim Blasingame got in there, but I think we just got in under the wire, I guess.
Well, you know, James Earl, you know, Bob,
yeah.
Blasingame didn't make it, so they just went Jim.
Jim Billy Joe Bob didn't get in there.
Exactly.
Hey Jeff, we're talking about this moment of startup. And I've set aside some time. I'm going to talk about this tomorrow at this very segment, because I think it's important for people to like you and me, Jeffrey, who've been around the block, who've been down, you know, we've been thrown into the crucible. Our metal has been hardened over the last 20 years. There's not too many things that can be seen that we haven't seen.
Right.
There's virtually nothing a small business owner can go through in the marketplace that I haven't gone through. I have not taken bankruptcy, but it was a moment when a judge told me I was what bankruptcy laws were made for.
Yeah.
At one point.
Right.
And a long time ago. And so what I'm getting at is, you know, I went right up to the precipice and looked over into the abyss and came back. And so that's a, you know, hopefully something that maybe will inspire some people. But I think it's important for people who haven't been down the road there like we have to hear from people like us. And to hear that after 20 years we still love what we do, even though a lot of it has been tough.
Well, a lot of it has been tough, and a lot of what we do is a struggle. And as the metaphor has been said, you know, that's sort of been laid out there, you know, blank is not a sprint, it's a marathon. You know,
right.
Whether it's
right.
team sports, whether it's life, whether it's raising kids, whether it's small business, it is not a sprint, it is a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not in it to, certainly there's deals we want to land and projects we want to launch, and there's, you know, short-term, you know, horizon sort of targets on the horizon that, okay, in a week, in a month, in 60 days, in 120 days, I will have achieved X. You know, you don't achieve your own goal golden pocket watch until, you know, many years down the road, and for many people they never do. I mean, for
and
many
then you
people,
have to buy it yourself.
Is a calling.
And then you have to buy it yourself, though.
And then you got to buy it yourself,
you
exactly.
have to give it to yourself. But you know, I almost don't like seeing stories about people. I mean, I'm proud of people who have gone from zero to 60 in 3 years or something like that. You know, they
right.
build a company up and sell it for $100 million in 5 years or something. I'm proud of those people, and those are wonderful American success stories. But I almost hate to see them get distributed, because for every one of those, there are 500,000 who just do a pretty darn good job of making a living and serving their customers.
Yeah, and there's for all those that succeed phenomenally, hey, let's be honest, there are all those who fail phenomenally.
Right.
And, you know, it is the engine that drives the business of America. You know, we employ the most people. We have the largest, you know, sort of aggregate payroll, you know, GM and Microsoft, not GM, but, you know, Microsoft and all these guys notwithstanding. We employ more people, pay more taxes, et cetera,
That's
et cetera.
Right.
But it's still a long haul. You know, it can be a tough ride. But you know what? There is nothing more rewarding than getting that check from a satisfied client. There's nothing more rewarding than having the freedom to make the decisions, to have nobody but the occasional or client who doesn't see your point of view and doesn't agree with what you want to do, but
mm-hmm.
but still you're the man or woman making that decision, deciding what direction to take your business. But for the forces of nature and the economy and the tidings and whim and fancy of clients and like, we can't overlook that. But we decide the path we want to take,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot to be said for the value that brings on the human soul and spirit to say that when I wake up this morning, I will sail my ship. And
yep.
I may have mentors, I may have mastermind people, I may have people I turn to for guidance and help and wisdom, and we should always be looking for that, whether it's, you know, friends, whether it's the Jim Blassing game in my life, whether it's SCORE, you know, Service Corps of Retired Executives, whether it's, again, my mastermind group, any number of people who can help me. You know, I'm the captain, I make the decision, I'm the one in sort of Star Trek, you know, parlance, make it so, you know,
and
that's what we do.
You know, Jeff, one of the things, though, that was so shocking to me was when I really understood about being undercapitalized. Being
right.
undercapitalized doesn't mean you're unsuccessful. It doesn't mean you're not having enough sales. It doesn't mean – all it means is that if you're a small business, there's always somewhere to put your money.
Right.
Your business is – your business will always find a place to put the money you make.
Right.
And
absolutely.
And you'll never have enough capital – as a small business, because you have limited access to various forms of capital. That's one of the big things that I learned, and I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. Give us that website again one more time, Jeff.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff, for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on your 20th year, too, by the way.
Congratulations a day early on your 20th year as well. It's a wonderful road.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, by the way, that's homeofficehighway.com, too, right?
Absolutely. Home Office Highway. Our road trip is coming up.
Check that out, folks. You'll be hearing more about it. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.